behalf of the yeshiva, I'd like to welcome all the mishtatfim, yasher koyach to the mishtatfim, to the oskim, to bring this kinus, l'kavod ha-Torah, to your divrei hesped, the sorus, memory of a goyim of Nosson Zvi Finkel, zechon levracha, the mir rosh yeshiva. It's my pleasure at this point to introduce Rav Kalman Epstein, rosh yeshiva shar Torah.
B'shus the Rashi Yeshiva and Hanholas Yeshiva. As I said by Yossin Yeshiva a few weeks ago, I really didn't know Reb Nosson Zvi Zichrono Livracha, but I did have the schus to meet him a number of times. First, when I was a bacher learning in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a younger man learning and being Oved Hashem b'Hasmada Rabba in Mir, and then already pushing the Olam around him to go quicker and learn more and cover more ground. And then some 30 years later, when he came to visit my father, Zichron Livracha, when we were in Eretz Yisrael together, and I saw then in front of me that younger man had grown into an Adam Godel Ba'anokim, brimming with Avas Torah and Avas Yisrael, and with a fire to accomplish things for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and for Klal Yisrael. During that conversation, Reb Nosson Zvi spoke of his she'ifas, of his plans, his dreams, and my father said to him, you're so overburdened already, you do so much, do you really feel that you have the koyach to undertake new things? So he answered in his voice slurred with Parkinson's, and his voice still rings in my ears, ich will marbitz teure sein. We do have with us today his brother-in-law, Yeshiva of Greater Washington, Baron Lepiansky Shlita, who obviously knew Reb Nosson Zvi intimately and is also someone full of Avas Torah and Avas Yisrael. Loino Ledaber, Baron.
So I'm almost a shloishim, and b'meila, it's a little bit, there's been a sort of pesek zman, there's been a few moments to sort of get somewhat of a bigger picture. In Lashon Kodesh, there's a difference between rav and gadol. Morabu Masech Hashem means you have many things. There's many things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Magodol Masech Hashem means all of those many things are part of a big picture. When we speak of an Adam Gadol, we need to distinguish between a person with many, many qualities, who's done many maisim, rav pa'alim, or between a person that all the things he've done come from a sheer kaima, a big person. And if we want to move a step forward, not just repeat pratim and maisis and things, we need to think a little bit and get a sense of the tzura of the godless of the person and an underlying quality that sort of defines the mahus and the godless of the person. I want to first sort of point at the exterior quality of that which we saw. I think what greeted a person the most was simcha. He was happy learning, happy to meet people. Despite the burden and everything else, he was molei chedvasa and simcha. And that's something that defined, it was a quality that colored and gave life to everything he did. And the question is, what's the sheirish of simcha? In other words, there are avodas that are done in a way, there are things that are done in a way that are, it brings about simcha, and there are things that are done in a way that simcha is not something that's expressed. And I like to try to find what is the underlying quality of midas that's moiled in a person's avoda simcha. A person can sort of hype himself up and do it besimcha, he can dance around, he can sort of, he can be mesameach himself, but that's a show, it's not real. What tchunes ha-nefesh, what characteristic of avoda is moiled simcha? In Torah, you also find that simcha is, there's a certain chelik of Torah, there's a certain pan of Torah, a certain facet of Torah, that simcha is attributed. It says, v'yadvarm smechem k'nisinoson, meaning that simcha, at Har Sinai, there was simcha. The oifen, even though it says reses and zeya, but the dvarim themselves were smechem. What is it, what's the quality of Torah that you call it smechem? It says, the Gemara says, the simchas oilam al roisham is going back, be machzir, the keser of nasa v'nishma, and that's described as the simchas oilam al roisham. Simcha shemei oilam. So Maimed Har Sinai had in itself a characteristic, especially when you had the nasa and nishma together, that can be defined and described as simcha. And we'd like to try and get a sense of which chelik of Torah, which facet of Torah is the simcha, the smechim, and in Surah Adam, where do you have that quality? So let's take a look at Psukim and Chazal. It says, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. In Kapitel Yutes, you have different qualities of Torah described, and each one what it's moilid. There's Yes Hashem Tehoyer, Zemeres La'ad, and so on. The quality of the Yeshurim, the quality of the Yashurus, is moilid simcha. It says, L'moshel, Or Zeruah Latzadik, Ule Yishur Leiv Simcha. It's a machloikas, Pashas Rashi learns that the Yishur Leiv is a higher darga than Tzadik, and the quality of simcha that is associated with Yishur Leiv is a higher quality than the Orzeruah for the Tzaddik. So again, the Yashrus is the quality that's Moilid Simcha. And one more place that comes to mind, in Davening, it's a ton of Elio, Umeavosko Shahafto Isoi, Umish Simchosto Shesamachtaboy, Karosa Shmo Yisrael Vishurin, that Akarish Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu, Pashtas, it's in order, Yisrael as a toilod of the Ahava, and Yeshurun as a toilod of the Simcha. So we have a few places where you see that Simcha is a toitza of a midah called Yashrus. And we need to understand what is the darg of Yashrus as opposed to Tzaddik. It's a special knach. It's a special quality. It's not just doing right, but there's something called Yashrus. And that quality is betivoy, is moilit simcha. Let's describe it a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person down in the world. And there's a tachlis. And the tachlis is to get to a certain point. There's one oifin, where a person goes straight, he keeps his sight on the thing itself, and every step on the road is a step towards the place that he's aiming for and he's going to. That's one darga. There is another oifin, and that is you can go around and about and get to where you have to get to. The world is mesuder in a way that the straight road is extremely difficult. Remez L'Dava, I mean, in Parshas B'Shalach, you can go straight, and then there's the Milchama, and you can go by Kifin and avoid it. The Goyen in Mishlei speaks a lot about Mirma, Arma, sometimes you have to avoid by going around and not going there. So the Derech Yeshura means that every Nekuda that you take, every step that you take, is on the line going there. In Eretz Yisrael, you have roads are named Derech Yafo, Derech Shechem, where it's going to. So on Derech Yafo, every single step is a step towards Yafo. It's on the line that connects Yerushalayim and Yafo, Shechem and Yerushalayim, and each point on the road is another point there. So when a person is moving on that road, every nekuda is of the tachlis. It's the first point to Shechem, the second point, the third point, and so on. If a person goes by kifin, then he is going a place, be'etzem, this nekuda is not at all in line with where he has to get to. He's supposed to get to north, and he's going mizrach. But if he goes mizrach, and then he goes ma'ariv, and then he goes tzafin, and then he goes this way and that way, he'll get to it. So you have two mahalchim. And the way it's oisgestalt in the Bria, the way it's set up is, the Derech Yeshura is almost impassable. It's something that's where the mountains are, and that's where the Milchama is, and that's a difficult one. And for most people, going roundabout is the right Mahalach. A place where it says so mefurish, Rambam. The Rambam says that when you train a child to learn Torah, you're not supposed to start with Lishma. It's mashma, very strong in the Rambam, that's not the right Mahalach. Even though Lishma is the Torah, and that's the point you're heading towards. You start with candies, he says, and then you go to money, and then you go to covet, and then, if you shayach to it, you make that final turn into Lishma. But it's not the derech, the normal derech, it's not the normal mahalach, because for most people, it's impassable. No person can start with Lishma. So you have two drachim in Avoida. You have the straight mahalach, the yashustik mahalach, and you have the mahalach that goes by kifin. The mile of that kifin is that you avoid the Milchama and you avoid problems, and it's a way of getting around issues, like Shemitei Shalei Lishma Bo Lishma. The problem with that mahalach is the simcha of a person, the kadmoinim bring a maimer achochem, it's not a chazal of ein simcha k'toras asfekes. It's brought down as the Prima Gaon brings a few times as the maimer achochem. Ein simcha k'toras asfekes means when a person sees and understands what he's doing, and this is what he wants to do, that's the person's besimcha, because he's toyem the tam of the tachlis. When a person is going in a place and he's novich, I'm supposed to go north and I'm heading west, I'm heading east. The person is novich, the person is lost, and he doesn't see the matara in what he's doing, and that's goyrim achos of simcha. That mahalach can't be a mahalach of simcha, because the person is sort of, he doesn't see where he's there. The Goyen says in Mishlei that Re'oisei Nayim gives a person simcha. When a person has a clarity in where he's going and what he's doing, then the person is besimcha. This is where I'm going. When the person is blundering, even if it's roundabout, but he doesn't see the tachlis in it, then it's he gets there, but the road is not misameach, because it's not the road, it's not the yashadik mahalach that's going to there. So the mahalach of yashrus is moilit simcha in a person, because you always keep focused. You're always seeing where you're headed to, because that's that mahalach. I'd like to try a little bit to describe some of the inyanim of my late brother of Rosh Hashiva Zechayin Evracha, and see the pattern and the tzura of the yashrus that was there. He came, everyone mentioned Bli Harif, he came as an American boy from Chicago, very, very, a background that no way would predict where he's going to. And Reb Leiz Yudel took an interest in him, a profound interest in him, and saw godless in him. The one thing I think that stood out, when Lashma is a big word, and it's not something we can judge and describe, but his netiya to do what's right was part and parcel. You never saw in him a netiya of, well, I'm not in the mood, maybe I shouldn't, you know, there's something. There wasn't a conflict. He honed in, there was a certain chush in himself, in him, that he felt what's right, and that's what he did. There was a certain meisharim. He was there, and every minute he was doing what you're supposed to be doing that minute. And it was uncanny. I don't remember the first kufa. I came quite a bit later. I came probably 10, 12 years later. He was already a younger man, an older younger man a bit. But the tchuna of his anhaga, never being out of line with where you're supposed to go, whether it's in terms of mitzvahs, in terms of learning, which is what he did all the time, in terms of his snagas with people, it's ki'ilu he locked in on to do what's right and walked that straight road from the day he walked into the yeshiva. The tchuna of yashrus spreads and goes to many other areas. I want to speak about the yashrus in Torah. I want to say over Chazal. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It says, "Savarech b'charuzim." The Klal Yisrael is described. One of the yoifis of Klal Yisrael is that the tzavar of Klal Yisrael has a charuz on it. A charuz is it's a bracelet. It's a necklace in the sense of many stones on a string. So Chazal give a dugma. What is savarech b'charuzim? So it says, Kigoin Reb Abba Bar Meimi v'chaveirav. B'shoa shoha yuchorzim b'divrei Torah. They would be chayres in divrei Torah. Pashtus means they would be tying together psukim to psukim. U'midivrei Torah l'neviim, u'minevim l'ksuvim. V'ho eish mislahetes v'vaseihem. And there'd be a fire coming around it. V'ho yu advarim smechim k'nisunosa misinai. And the words were smech nisosa misinai. V'chi'ike nisinosa ma'a sinai loy ba'esha initonim. So this was a natural mahalach of a type of limud that was chayreiz divrei Torah to divrei Torah, nevim to nevim, ksuvim to ksuvim. It says, once upon a time, ben azay hoy yoshev v'doyrish. Ben azay was darshnik, va'es v'voysov, and he was enveloped in fire. Oslun va'amler v'akiva, they came to Akiva and told him, ben azay yoshev v'doyrish, va'es v'slatz v'voysov. Holachetzle went to him, v'omaloi, shamati shayisa doyrish, v'ha'esh melahetes v'vich. I heard your dashning, and there was a fire there. Omlehen, he said, yes. Omaloi, shema b'chadya merkava yisosuk. Were you dashning in inyoni merkava? The other chazal, the gemara in Chagiga, that when you dash in ma'isi merkava, an esh comes down, and so on. So he told him, omaloi lav, Eloyisi Yoshev Vichiris Bidivre Torah, Umitorial Neviim, Unveil Exuvim, Vadran Smech and Sosimi Sinai, Vareven Kikin Sinasim. So he said also, he said, no, I wasn't asking my Smer Kava, but I was Oisik Dizinyanim. So the Al Shech HaKadosh gives a Hezbe Omoik in this Inyan over here. He asks a lot of cash, it's not the obvious questions, what kind of limud is Chariza and so on and so forth. The whole Inyan and his Havamina was asking my Smer Kava, he said, no. I was doing the chariz and so on and so forth. So what was the masa matna? It was a mistake. He thought he was learning Safed Etznias, and he said, I'm learning Baba Kama. So it's just a pashut mistake. They didn't recognize the sefer. So the Alshach HaKadosh says like this: Be'emes, the chelik of Torah that has in itself the school of Eish is Ma'aseh Merkava. That's what Gemara Chagiga says. The chelik of Torah that could surround a person with Eish, is that Chalik. But he says, Torah is Yosher through and through. If you line up the Pshat with the Oimek HaPshat, with the Drush, with the Remez, it goes straight through to the bottom. you don't have to get to Soid to tap into Soid. If Torah is Yasher, and if you learn Yashusdik, the Charuzim means if you put the pieces together one by one by one, aligned, and you see it through, you'll get there. I once overheard three people speaking in the mirror, and it was, I was very, one of the people said a Dvar Chachma. One person says the other that he heard from a big mekubel that everything the Briska Rav said in his Pshat and Chumash is Oiskal Tnapi Kabbalah. So the second person said, wow, Briska Rav is very big. And the third person answered, no, Torah is very big. Because the Rav wasn't double darshning Maisa Merkava in Pshat. The Rav was the Rav, and he had his Mahalach. But when you hit Yashadik, then it's Noike V'yerid Ara Tehoim. If you're a little off, you're only good for that layer. But when you go through and through, then the Pshat is. So when you Chir is Torah, and you're able to take a Pasuk to a Pasuk, to Nevi'im, to Ksuvim, it's the same for Hashem. If you line it up in a way where they all, where you see the hemshik, where you see the thread on the jewels, then it's noikev yerid ara tehoim. You don't have to be ma'aser merkava. That Torah itself goes straight down to that makom. I want to describe a little bit my brother-in-law's derech halimud, which in a certain sense is quintessential to the mir. I've seen people write about lishik tosoyz, a mistake there. The Lishitosoi that is the common, the jargon of Lishitosoi that you find in old stories was as follows. People with big chrifim and bekiim would find two members of Abaya that had no kesha, no visible kesha, and with a tremendous pilpul, correct or not correct, would work out a kesha, and usually that was seen as a sign of gevaldik kegoinus, that the further apart they were, the less they had in common, to work out a cheshbon, that you have to hold like this here in order to hold like this here, was a test of a person's chrifus. So godless in geoinus. The derech, the mahalach, and Reb Nochum was really the one who sort of instilled it. Rashi sat and learned Baba Kama. Wherever he argues with Tosfos, you can't answer. If you come up in every place with a new machlokes and a new svara, it's not right. It's Rashi. Rashi's learning through the sugyas. Shouldn't the Rashi's, if you hit on the right nekuda, how Rashi approached mazik, shouldn't they all fall along the same line? Tosfos and the Argus and Rashi had a different approach. Shouldn't the Tosfos fit in? Isn't it yashustik that if you learn up Mazik in a certain way, then many things will be learned up like that. It was the same Rashi learning. The same. If a person finds himself at every Blat Gemara with a Nushtikl Torah, then that's not, Rashi didn't have Nushtikl Torah, but he learned Baba Kama, Taisis did. The so-called Lishitasei, unfortunately it's a borrowed Sprach that's going from something which is an extreme, perhaps, in Chrifis and not Derech HaPshat, to something which was, and was something which you would always ask, how many Mahalach Zashi and Tais are there? How many can you understand them to be one Mahalach? And it's the emes, because it should be like that. Each Rishon had a Netiyah, had an Oifen to learn it. It was the Chinuch we had by Reb Nochum. The Balei Tosfos were all fall along the same axis. Tosfos, Tais Rosh, and Tais Rabbeinu Peretz. All the Balei Tosfos were of a certain Mahalach. And if you look at it right, it falls along a certain pattern with some differences. The Yashus of Torah was, Torah itself is not bits and pieces. It's a charuz of different pieces. And when you oimid on it, then you oimid ara saif. And that's why wherever you touch, if you learn, if you train yourself to learn Yashustik, then wherever you touch, you learn to hit the main nekuda, and not look at where this little stone is different than this little stone. Where's the chut hashedra that's makasha all the stones? That was his derech halimud, and it's an expression of a certain yashrus and so on. There's another area in terms of yashrus that is very, very important to give over. It says in this week's Sedra that the Sashal Esav is a Tekakaf Raglov. He moved away the foot of Yaakov, and that's where you get Giranash and so on. The Zohar says that it's the Samche Derais, it's the people that support Torah, they became less supportive of Torah, and that's the Pagam. In other words, there is Torah in Klal Yisrael, but the Samche Derais, it's very hard to support and to uphold it and to keep it going. The Pasha Pshat is that, you know, there's a Pagam, and not, you just don't have many time for the Reis. That's the Pasha Pshat, and it's definitely something, it's in Pshat, it works, it's true. But there's a much deeper Nakuda here. And I think that that's the oimik of what it means. When you have a tsur of a person, it's a straight koima from top to bottom. When you move a foot out of place, it's no longer aligned with the rest of it. Because the pgam, the metzias became that what you do for supporting Torah and getting support, and for Torah itself, there's a gap. It's not the same. The same hidur and chumra and diktuk that you have when you're osik and araisa gufa, you stretch and you bend out of the place for the tamcha deraisa. He was straight. Someone told me, this is the person who took him, they once went to some sort of gathering of people who had potential to be Nedivayam. He spoke a few minutes, and the main thing was afterwards to socialize and to talk to people individually. That was the main ta'elos of it. The tzura of it, of the socialization afterwards, I don't know if it was usur, but it needed a heter. It wasn't quite what. He turned around to the person wheeling him, and he told him, "Avram, get me out of here." And I said, no, Reb Nosson, this is where it's at. You know, he said, not a second more, out. And he left. He left people just stunned. Because if you're Yoshadik, then how could you have one Torah for this and one Torah for this? It's krum. It doesn't work. Even his esnagos and fundraising, sometimes people found abrasive and brusque. Derech ha'olam is that the fundraising endeavor is sort of a courting situation. First time you meet, you speak about the weather. Second time you meet, you speak about the kinderlach. The third time you meet this. Fourth time, maybe yes, for $18. It's a mahalach. And he would come to a person that he'd never met and say, "I need $500,000 now." People would be floored. But what are we dancing for? I came here because I need another chabura who's learning Chasam Mishpat now. Why do we dance around? It's clear. It's straight. He picked himself up off his sick bed, you know, half collapsed to do it because it needed to be done. And he expected the person to respond in kind. There was no gap between the fundraising and the person. What's Asr Beis Medrash is Asr in a Pala meeting. And what's Mutter Beis Medrash, what has to be done in a Pala meeting. And it was part of that Midah of Yashrus that was able to be at home. There's no gap between that and everything else. There was there's another Nekuda of Yashrus. There's the Ramchal says this in the Ramchal says this in one of his Adab Amorim. He says it's an Inyan Omek. I want to take out the Nakuda that's important for us. He says that Torah in itself doesn't spread to all the Madregas. It doesn't come down to the very bottom of Klal Yisrael. Torah stops at a certain point. The Simchas Torah is for the person that spreads the Torah all the way down. In other words, Torah will naturally reach only a certain point and a certain level of the klal, and that's a pagam, because it means not the entire darg of Klal Yisrael has that in itself. The Loshon Ramchal is, Ki Torah eina mispareses b'chol madrei gosai, ach ha-simcha shol Torah tluya in other words, and he brings a raya, Ramchal. It says David, the goli meseches, he was zeichet the simcha. Shaul was not. The chiyuv of harbatzas Torah is part of the hashlama of the tzura of Torah itself. If Klal Yisrael, if half of the Koyim Klal Yisrael, the higher half, the upper half of Klal Yisrael has Torah, and the lower half of Klal Yisrael doesn't have the Torah, then it's missing in the Koyim. The Simcha that's Neulad, the Gali Meseches, when a person opens the faucet and makes sure that Torah comes down all the way to every last chelik of Yisrael, that's moilet the chelik of simcha. It's masbit bedarko and so on. The teva of someone who's matzliach ni yeshiva and so on is to keep focusing on the best. The sheif of everybody who's a lamdan is always to say a sheif for the highest, for the best, and so on. And you know that's natural. It's part of the. It's definitely the most. It's the most mechayev on the person saying this sheif and so on and so forth. Me oide that I remember him. He always took the weakest bachur in yeshiva to work with. When I remember when I came to yeshiva, he was already starting to work with bachur. He had his own long starim, but there was a constant sense of trying very hard to get to the every bacha. Someone told me a story. I heard it from the person who heard it from the Baal Dava himself. My son-in-law told it to me and heard it from the person. There was somebody who was basically a kid on the street. For one reason or another, he was out there. Somehow he chepezach su to the yeshiva. He got some sort of sense he wants to do something, he wants to learn a little bit. And he took him he made some chavrusa shaf with him, which was very common. The stories, the Leroyev. Fine. The Vahiyah Yoim, Reb Nosson had one of his campaigns of learning 12 hours a day. 12 hours a day basically means you have no time for yourself, really. And he made a big announcement in yeshivas, one of the things he did very frequently, and he said he would give a prize of 1,000 shekel for someone who did it till the end of the zman, and it was a month, 2 months, whatever it was. He had a gabay, Reb Nosson, somebody who made the list of everybody who wrote his name down to do it. So a few days later he comes in, he gives Reb Nosson a list, and Reb Nosson looks at the list. First thing he turns to the gabbai and says, where's your name? He says, I'm very busy with everything I'm doing. He says, I'm putting you down. Put him down. Then he says, what about that kid that I learned with? He says, I don't know, speak to him. So he calls him in and he says, we have this mitzvah. He says, Kvod Rav, I mean, I'm good for the hour I come with you and another hour. No, you're on the list. So I guess he sort of rose to the challenge and he did it for 2.5 days. Third day was really not so stark. But he felt guilty towards the evening, so he lay down in bed with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to be mashlim the time he needed to, and he fell asleep with it, with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch open. Like at 6 o'clock, he wakes up, he had fallen asleep, you know, just kind of in his clothing with the Kitzur, and his eyes are in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and instinctively he starts learning, and he's reading and learning, and he says, hey, it's the first time in my life I've gotten up 6 o'clock, and I'm learning before davening. It's never happened to me before. So at 6:15, he went to Reb Nosson's house, knocked on the door and said, Rosh Hashiva, it's the first time in my life that I'm learning before davening. And Reb Nosson took out a bottle of wine and said, we're going to make a lechayim now. The simcha and the ava of somebody who is arguably the Rosh Hashiva, the most prestigious yeshiva, I don't know if you ever made a lechayim for a person before davening. For the person who made a Siyam HaShas, or the person that said the great Marachas in Yeshiva, but the understanding that the Simcha of Torah, the Simcha of the Nesinosan of Torah, is when it's Yerid until the last piece of Klal Yisrael, to the very last floor of Klal Yisrael. When somebody's been flowing on the streets, wakes up, and his excitement is that it's the first time in my life I learned before davening, I woke up so early, that's a cause for L'chaim. And that's because he understood that that's where it is. So we have a shir koyma of someone that was endowed with the Midah of Yashrus. Perhaps the biggest test of Yashrus is Avodas Hashem comes in two broad categories. You have the people that are the learning type people. They tend to be introverted. They tend to be very, very focused on their learning, quiet, and dovek in Torah. They'll do a chesed when it needs to be, but it's you know, the netiyah is to have that type of personality. You have people that are balei chesed, that are warm, embracing. The netiyah of that type of personality is not to spend every free minute learning. It doesn't quite fit that type of personality. And that's it. Every one of us has a netiyah in from the Derech HaYosha one way or another. Even if we're going to Avodas Hashem, even if we're doing Avodas Hashem, that tends to be our netiyah. The Mishnah says, Eizu Derech Yishara Shiv LaAdam. If it's Teferes LeMinaseh, Teferes LeMakom. In other words, the Yashus is determined when the two biases cancel each other out. And the same pe'ula, and the same person has in himself both the warmth, the humanness of a person who is Mis'ur ben Abrius, and he has the dveikus and the learning of a person who's Kulei Torah. That's the Derech Yishara. Of the things, it's very hard. People speak about his learning as a masmid otzum, and people speak about his warmth and his care and his friendliness as a person. And the stories of his learning are as descriptive of a masmid as ever was. And the stories about his natural warmth and care and relating to people is as descriptive of a person than the people person as could be. Combining the two together means that he somehow kept that tread, that yashristic line, that there was never the Bal Yachsa mazik, there was always a mazik of the care for the person and the focus on the learning. That, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, is the ultimate test of Yashrus, that a person has them both in equal balance. It's the Teferes LeYisrael, the Teferes HaMakom, that creates the ultimate person. So when we're mizbeinin on the tzura of a big person, we're being mizbeinin on a person whose mahalach was Yashar, never made cheshbonis, and for most people, you need to make cheshbonis. That's why we need to do it. We have weaknesses, and we work around our weaknesses. He walked straight. He climbed the mountains. He dug tunnels. His road never wavered. He could have had plenty of excuses for not going to davening, and they're all good excuses, and they all take you around the davening. But he schlepped himself to the davening. He had tons of excuses for his learning and never took anything but the straight road. He could have forgivably not been osik with people when he had the terrible burden of the yeshiva on his shoulder and everything. And he went straight. He cut through everything that stood in his way, because Yashrus doesn't allow for even one steer. It was a Yashrus in his heck of learning. To understand that Torah is not a game, it's something that there's a mahalach, and every shir kololi is not a new. It's not a new parsha in the Torah. The parshas come together; they're chorus together. And when you have that type of learning, you're able to see tremendous amkus, because the amkus, when you line up all the pieces, it's amkus. In the eagerness to support and to uphold Torah, you don't take the easy way around, and you know, this is Torah, this is Achzakas HaTorah, two Shulchan Aruch, or this is a little bit of an extra sif to take around. It was all Yashrustik. The mizug between the person, his learning, and his constant push another chabura and another shir and another shir and another chabura and another chavrusa and another chavrusa, and the warmth and embrace that he embraced everybody else. That tzura of Yashrus was moiled his simchas achayim. A person is not unhappy because it's difficult. A person is not unhappy when he struggles. A person is unhappy when he's confused. When he doesn't really, when the tam eitz and prayer is not shava. I'm doing something, but is this the right thing? Is this the right derech learning? Is this the right way to act? Am I being a fool by not doing this or that or the other thing? What's moiled in a person etzev is sfeikus and obfuscation. When you don't see the goal that you're headed towards. Gemara says in Mabasa, as long as a little bird sees the nest, it keeps moving. It needs to have a line of sight with the nest. For the yosher, for the person that's always headed towards the nest and never turning his face from it, he's kulei simcha. That's the demus of the Rosh Hashiva. That's a demus to remember. To remember that we saw a person that lefi erech of our door, we can say u'me'avoscha sha'afta yisoy u'me'simchoscha sha'samachta boy karasa shmo Yisrael v'shurim.